Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and here at the Dallas County Health Department, speaking with community health educator Natalie Peters. And Natalie, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. We're here in the month of March, and so it is National Nutrition Month, and it's also Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. We'll jump into National Nutrition Month. So can you explain the health benefits of nutrition?
Yes. So proper nutrition has health benefits for your whole entire body, and there's a lot of systems that it affects. So some examples are supporting your immune system, improving your heart health, and your mental health, aiding digestion, it provides you with energy, supports your bone and muscles, helps you to maintain a healthy weight, and also reduces your risk of chronic diseases. So lots of benefits.
Awesome. Well, thank you for talking about that. What does proper nutrition consist of?
So a nutritious diet is one that includes a balance of the essential nutrients, which are carbohydrates, protein, fat, vitamins, and minerals. And so carbs give the body energy, and they come from sources like fruits and vegetables and whole grains. Aim for 5 servings a day of fruits and veggies, and then 3 to 6 servings a day of whole grains. Protein builds muscle and repairs tissue, and that comes from sources like lean meat, low-fat dairy, beans, nuts. So aim for at least 2 servings a day of protein. And then fat supports cell function, and you should try to get it from sources like olive oil and avocados and nuts, those unsaturated fats. But you only need like a few tablespoons per day of fat, so just try to limit it, even though it does have some health benefits. And then sometimes people take multivitamins to get their vitamins and minerals, which can be helpful for some people. But your body is better able to absorb these in safe amounts if you consume them through your diet and, you know, you hit all those food groups. So maybe talk to your doctor if you have any questions about your diet or your use of multivitamins. They can make some personalized recommendations. And then the serving sizes, it's kind of hard to understand like exactly what we're supposed to be eating. And so if you are kind of interested in learning more about like what a serving size look like for each food group, you can visit heart.org, which is the American Heart Association website. They have some good articles about that.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing about that. And now go over maybe some tips for healthier eating.
So healthy eating can be challenging for a lot of people. We're busy, groceries are expensive, things like that. But some tips you could try to make it a little bit easier in your life are to plan your meals out each week so that you know exactly what to buy, so that you're limiting food waste or, you know, impulsive purchases at the grocery store. It's not a good idea to go when you're hungry, so yeah, definitely plan ahead. Also, keep it simple, so when cooking in a time crunch, if you just focus on getting in all the core food groups rather than worrying about following a recipe, that can kind of save you time. So thinking about like soups, stir fries, salads, those are all good examples of things that are quick and easy to just toss in lots of different healthy ingredients and make a quick meal. Another tip is to meal prep and save leftovers. So again, when life gets busy, having some pre-made healthy meals and snacks on hand is a huge help. So if you can pick like one day a week, maybe to cook a little extra and prep for future, your future self can be helpful. And then try making bigger batches when you do have time to cook, so then you have some leftover meals to last you a few days. And then also start with small changes. So it can be easy to just be fed up with, you know, eating unhealthy and be like, I want to do a complete 180, but usually people aren't as successful when they do it like that. So if you start by making like simple swaps, like maybe just some flavored water over soda or crunchy veggies over chips, like slowly over time, focusing on adding more healthy items into your diet, it'll make it easier to kind of cut back on those less healthy treats. But be sure to check out Iowa State Extension's Spend Smart, Eat Smart website for budget-friendly recipes. So if you just look up Spend Smart, Eat Smart, you can view their resources.
Awesome. Again, we are speaking here with the community health educator Natalie Peters at the Dallas County Health Department. And now, Natalie, it is also Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. So first, let's talk about what factors are contributing to the rising rates.
Right. So just to give a little context, colorectal cancer rates have been rising, especially in people younger than 55, whose rate of diagnosis have nearly doubled in the past 25 years. So it's definitely a concern in the public health world. There does not appear to be one specific cause for this, though. At least that's what current research is saying, but rather a combination of many factors. So doctors and scientists think that some of the contributing factors could be high obesity rates, diets that are high in processed foods, sugar, red meat and alcohol, a lack of exercise, and then maybe some environmental factors too, like exposure to pollution or toxic chemicals. However, you do have some control over your risk of developing colorectal cancer. You can lower it by eating a healthy diet with a focus on fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and fiber, exercising regularly, avoiding smoking and drinking alcohol, and then maintaining a healthy weight.
And do you have any suggestions about screening recommendations?
Yes. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends that adults aged 45 to 75 be routinely screened for colorectal cancer. And then how often you should be screened will kind of depend on the type of test used. There's a few different options. The most common screening test is a colonoscopy, and that's typically performed every 10 years for people with an average risk. But it is a good idea to talk to your primary care provider about any family history of colorectal cancer to help them understand your risk so they can make some screening recommendations for your personal situation. And then also it might be a good idea to check with your health insurance company and also your healthcare provider to kind of determine which services will be covered by your insurance as well.
Awesome. And can you detail the symptoms to watch out for?
Yes. So people of all ages should be aware of the potential signs of colorectal cancer. So those include losing weight without trying, a change in bowel habits, rectal bleeding or blood in the stool, ongoing abdominal discomfort, and then constant weakness or tiredness. So if you notice any of these, let your primary care provider know, and they can take it from there.
Awesome. Again, these are great tips from the community health educator, Natalie Peters at the Dallas County Health Department. Again, we went over National Nutrition Month and Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Natalie, thank you so much for running us through everything.
Yes, thank you so much.
You are absolutely welcome. That's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.